Hey. Thursday Thunder. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. Must be Thursday. There must have been some thunder. It's not a cloud in the sky. But I'm here week in, week out. Chronos time or Kairos time? That's what I'm talking about this week, because the last 3 weeks that I've been here in Arizona, it's been some pretty serious Chronos time. So there's Chronos time and Kairos time. I might mix this up and I might get it a little off, but I'm going to get to the basic idea. I've got a book coming out. I could pretty much say that every day. I've got a book coming out next month called Meditate. This is one of the 9 book series in the Repossible series. And this one is, I could almost say this for every book as well. This is the most important book. If you read one book, read this book. But this is the one that really changes the level of the playing field. This is the one that is going to lift you up and get you to that next level, that next platform, that next higher flying disc where you would like to exist. And there, my plan for the books, what I'm working on is I'm interviewing different people for different types of meditation. Maybe for this person, meditation is riding a bicycle. This person is sitting cross-legged on the top of a mountain, whatever it is. But today I'm going to talk about time and how although it seems that time is chronological, chronos time, that goes chuck, 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 1 second, 2 second, 3 second, right? That's the time as we know it. Yet meditation can alter the time spectrum, can alter the frequency of time and how it works. Now, it might sound like, Bradley, what are you talking about? You're bending time. No one can bend time. That's not possible. And yet, I think it is. For the past 3 weeks, I have been in Chronos time. We are slogging away every day, going through my mom's stuff, getting all the administration figured out, making the phone calls, going through the paperwork. It's mindless. It's endless. It's a lot of work. And it has been very linear. So to bring Chronos time and Kairos time to an example that we could all relate to, let's talk about money. Let's talk about work. So Chronos time would be work an hour, get paid an hour. You got your hourly rate at your job. You work 5 hours, you get paid 5 hours. Hey, you do some overtime. Overtime, you might make time and a half. So that's a little bump in the linear thing, right? So you got your hourly wage, and that's going to look like that. Work more hours, get more money. And it's going to be linear. It's very easy to predict. That's a positive side, right? Also with time, I know from an hour from now, it will be an hour from now, according to the watch. Chronos time. Work an hour, get paid an hour. And you can think of your own examples. I'll get into more. But Kairos time is where things get interesting. By the way, I used to live most of my life in Chronos time until I encountered meditation when I met Kairos time. So Kairos time, back to the money example, let's say you don't get an hourly wage. You sell widgets. You sell a product. Okay. And let's say it's a digital product, for example, that if you sell one or if you sell 10, it doesn't necessarily cost you any more in energy or time or money or equipment, right? Let's say it's an ebook, World of Mine. I write one ebook, I can then sell one or 10, and it doesn't cost me anymore. Sure, there's, shipping costs and stuff, or even delivery costs in an ebook, but it's minuscule, and so it's going to look like this. So for an example to relate it to time, I could spend 1 hour on a podcast or 1 hour doing some promotional material, and I might sell one book, I might sell 10, might sell 100, I might sell 1,000. So this is when things get fun, right? If we bring it back over to Chronos time, I work an hour, I get paid an hour. I work 10 hours, I get paid 10 hours. I work 100 hours, I'm tired, and I get paid for 100 hours. Awesome. Stable, reliable. You work the number of hours, you get paid the number of hours. Great. Nothing wrong with it. Kairos is, I think, just more exciting, more fun, more adventurous, but more risky for sure. Because remember, I could do that 1 hour of work. I might sell 0 books. No guarantee, right? It's not like I work 1 hour, get paid an hour. No, here's work 1 hour. Maybe you sell 0, maybe 10, maybe 100, maybe 1,000, maybe 1,000,000, right? That's what's fun. Okay, that's money, that's finance, that's work. How does this relate to meditation? Meditation for me is that same graph. And remember, I'm a math guy. I like my charts. This is linear, up. This is exponential. In the meditation world, in my opinion, a good meditation is not linear. It's not chronos time. It's not I meditate for an hour and I get an hour of results. It's I meditate for an hour, I get exponential results. For example, if I were to sit at the computer and write and think and work for an hour, I might get an hour's worth of output and ideas. And again, in my opinion, those ideas would be sort of a linear grade. They'd probably be good. Some are better than others, but nothing earth-shattering. Whereas in my meditation time, if I meditate for an hour, and I'm just using an hour, by the way, it could be 20 minutes, could be 2 hours, could be whatever works for you. We'll get into that later. But an hour of that meditation time might bring me, whoa, like that thunder idea. Here's the lightning, and there's that thunder. Ooh, butterfly. That lightning idea during the meditation is what I'm after. And that's where, again, with the finance, zoom, over here, potential risk, like maybe I meditate for an hour and I get nothing out of it. Maybe it's just a flop. Although, again, there'll be a chapter about this, but I think no meditation has ever been wasted, just like I think there's no travel that's really regretful. So with meditation, our goal is Kairos time. Our goal is to get to that point where we're not doing the mundane linear action and reaction, yet it's the higher risk, higher level, higher potential return on investment, if you will, for that same amount of time. So you're meditating for an hour and you're going to get 10 hours of results. Follow that? For example, and this is why I think, this is going to be a bit of a daring statement, but I can get away with working for an hour. Because during that meditation time, I'm working on my next book idea, on a course, on the topic of this video. I might meditate for an hour and I'm going to get that content I need or get that product idea or the service offering or whatever it is I'm working on. Boom, I've got it in an hour. And sure, I might need 5 hours to work it out, to make it all work, but I've got the big idea. And that's what I'm looking for with meditation. It's the big stuff. It's the lightning strikes and that follow-up thunder. Whereas over here, it's like drizzle. And you've got your buckets and you're going to collect your water, sure enough. It's all good. But over here, it's the exciting stuff. It's the unknown. It's the fun. It's the, ooh, that could work. Oh, wow. Look at that. Or it could total bomb. But guess what? If it totally bombs, you got tomorrow. Or you can do it again, and you're going to get probably better results. And lo and behold, you might also learn. You will probably learn more from that quote-unquote failed attempt, and you'll learn more for next time. So we could get into this with all kinds of examples and metaphors and ideas, but just the idea of the linear chronos time and sort of the exponential of Kairos time is one of the things we're shooting for in meditation. And this is why I also think that 20 minutes in the morning can save you, 2 hours in your day. So when you get to the point of why I don't have 20 minutes to meditate, I don't have time for that, I say you don't have time not to do it. This is Meditation for Me, upcoming book out July 17th. I'm Bradley Schraubino. This is Thursday Thunder because it's Thursday. And like it or not, want to do it or not, there are clouds in the sky. Clouds in the sky are not lightning. Whether I see it or not, the thunder is coming. It's here every Thursday. And I need to get into some Kairos time because I've had a lot of Chronos time the past 3 weeks. I'm ready for Kairos. I'm ready for that exponential growth. And I know it's coming. I can feel it. By the way, Kairos time, it's the good stuff. You're going to feel it. This has been Thursday Thunder. I'm Bradley Schraubino. It's Thursday. I'll be here next Thursday because you know what? Guaranteed, it's coming every week. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next week.